Welcome to this podcast about Fox River and the Kenai Mountains in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Fox River starts at the terminus of Chernoff Glacier in the Kenai Mountains at an elevation of 1,100 feet and flows northwest for 11 miles, then southwest for 16 miles to Fox River Flats at the head of Kachemak Bay, about 52 miles south-southeast of Kenai and 22 miles northeast of Homer, Alaska. The river drains a watershed of 124,856 acres and was named in 1895 by William H. Dahl, probably for Theodore Fox of the North Pacific Mining and Transportation Company, which operated coal mines in Kachemak Bay. The watershed comprises rocks representing the Chugach Prince William composite terrane, partially metamorphosed sedimentary rocks from the highest elevations under Harding Icefield to about 1,100 feet on the western flank of the Kenai Mountains. From there to about 300 feet, the rocks consist of McHugh Complex graywacke of turbidite origins. At lower elevations, the watershed is bounded to the east by the McHugh Complex and to the west by glacial deposits that in the last 8 miles of river transition to rocks of the Stirling Formation, which developed during the Miocene and Pliocene and consist of siltstone, mudstone, shale, and lignite coal. Chernoff Glacier starts at an elevation of about 5,400 feet, one of the highest glaciers in Harding Icefield, and flows north-northwest for 15 miles, descending to about 1,100 feet. About 40 glaciers originate from Harding Icefield, which covers over 448,000 acres. The icefield is one of two in the Kenai Mountains, the other being the Gruinkyaluk Glacier Complex, and receives over 400 inches of snow each year. Some of the more notable glaciers on the eastern flank that descend to the ocean include Eyalik, Holgate, Northwestern, and McCarty. Lesser-known glaciers include Dingelstadt, Petroff, Yalik, Killy, Kachemak, Lowell, and Chernoff, all land- or lake-terminating glaciers descending from the western flank. From 1950 to 2015, Chernoff Glacier retreated about 1.6 miles. From 1950 to 1985, the rate of retreat averaged 130 feet per year. Over the following three decades, retreat rates were 115 feet, 118 feet, and 150 feet per year, making Chernoff Glacier one of the fastest retreating in the region. Fox River Flats is an area of extensive intertidal mudflats and braided channels in the floodplain formed by the combined deltas of Fox River, Sheep Creek, and Bradley River. Access is either overland or by boat from Kachemak Bay. Overland access involves following the beach below the coastal bluffs on the north side of Kachemak Bay and descending the switchback trail to Kachemak Silo. In 1886, gold prospectors pioneered an overland route up the Fox River Valley to Turnagain Arm via a low pass leading to the head of Tostumena Lake, eventually following the Resurrection River to Hope. Early settlers in Kachemak Bay recognized the value of the flats as rangeland for livestock, and several homesteads were claimed nearby. In 1955, the Bureau of Land Management issued the Fox River Cattlemen's Association a grazing lease of about 15,670 acres, providing for up to 500 head of cattle per year. In 1972, a portion of the leased 4,500 acres adjacent to the intertidal zone was included in the newly created Fox River Flats Critical Habitat Area, set aside for the conservation of salmon, migratory birds, and game animals. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.